It almost sounds foreign. The clink of bottles, the passing conversation, and of course the music, followed by the roar of applause. But it's real. The Nash move from screen back to stage.
So here we go.
Musicians Rachel Gold and Annie Moskow have prepared for this moment. They play Folktronica fusion, making a variety of sounds from just two synthesizers. They tried virtual concerts, but Annie said she found it unrewarding.
Our first Facebook, I just about threw it away because it's like, you're playing to your couch, you know? There's nothing. There's no energy.
Are we on?
But inside that small room, Rachel said something magical happens. They receive a response, a connection.
You send energy out, it goes to the audience.
You got it.
They receive it, they send some back. You keep sending it.
One, two, three, here we go.
It comes back. It's such an incredible experience that you don't get on Zoom.
Lori Mosier was clapping along in the back. She didn't know how to describe the sensation.
I don't know, the music kind of goes through your body and you get moving and it's just like coming alive again.
This phenomenon isn't COVID exclusive either. Daniel Asia, a professor at the Fred Fox School of Music, said music was never meant to be a solitary experience.
Up until the beginning of the 20th century, and some way of actually recording music. It has always been a gift that one individual or individuals give to other individuals.
So as the Nash opens its doors,
we'll say welcome to the Nash. We haven't been able to say that for quite some time.
It opens up the opportunity to experience music the way it was designed, together.
There's an energy. There's a palpable give and take with the performers, with the audience. I mean, it's huge. And you just don't get that any other way.
For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Emma Vandenine.